WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
CBS News Brief. Severe storms and tornadoes rip through the South.
I grabbed my toddler, wrapped her up, and got on the bed. And then my husband grabbed my daughter. All I could hear is my six-year-old screaming that she didn't want to die. And you don't want to hear that coming out of your baby's mouth.
She lives in Tylertown, Mississippi. At least 34 people were killed across six states. A concert at a nightclub in Macedonia turned deadly. Pyrotechnics on stage caused a massive fire, killing close to 60 people. The BBC's Guy Delaney.
The fire took hold very quickly, and the building was engulfed in flames.
CBS's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem reports on a Houthi missile launched from Yemen.
The missile that landed in Egypt came a day after the U.S. launched a series of attacks on Yemen's Houthis and said the U.S. would use overwhelming force until the Houthis cease attacks on global shipping.
An Israeli official said the army's investigating whether the missile intended to target Israel. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Another room and another show for the man who's played them all.
Just a jackknife has Mac Heath, dear.
And just in case you think the man's mystique is a mere memory, think again.
Frank Sinatra is still the greatest.
This is my grandmother's 80th birthday. I'm in from California to take her to see Frank Sinatra.
There'll always be Sinatra. He's the best that ever lived.
There's nobody like Frank Sinatra.
Took us back to our youth. We were the swooners for the swoony.
With scores of movies and records and millions of fans all around the world to his name, why is Francis Albert Sinatra still singing for a supper? Well, of course he doesn't need to, but when there's a music director on stage named Frank Sinatra Jr., it gives him a good reason.
Let's say hello to my son, Frank, who conducts.
On stage, the father and son relationship is professional and musical. Off stage, the two men are warm, two good friends who respect each other's talents.
What brought you here?
I have discovered a young man whom I think is going to be a rock and roll superstar. He's got good stage presence, great set of pipes, he's Italian, and he has a unique way with a phrase, but more than that, there's just something I like about the guy. You see what I think. You'll know what I think. Here he is singing a medley of rock and roll classics. Here's my new discovery, Joe Piscopo.
You're marvelous. Mr. Sinatra, a distinct honor and pleasure to be here with you, sir. Thank you so much. As you all know, I'm very fond of rock and roll, and right now I'd like to do for you a rock tune, one made famous by the Rolling Stones, but right now I'd like to do it the right way, my way.
Now you're talking. I was just in Kenosha.
That gal. She shot me down, my doll. That chick pushed me around. It's down to me, Jack. The difference in the threat she wears down to me. Change has come, dumb. Go hit me with your best shot. I hit me with that shot. Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow showers continue this morning with minor additional slushy accumulations, then a cloudy sky this afternoon and a high in the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight, low mid-20s. Mostly sunny and warmer Monday, around 50, and approaching 60 Tuesday. Current temp is 30.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kay, will discuss the capitulation by Senate Democrats on the continuing resolution. Should AOC primary Chuck Schumer? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee, 540 WAEK.
The music of the stars. Good morning on the Civic Media Radio Network. The moments pass. The clock ticks. One song after another.
From moment to moment, every moment that I live for every moment with you. To see you, to touch you, to imagine this will be the moment when a dream comes true. Just an ordinary day becomes adventure, such sweet adventure I never knew. And life will be such rainbows as I learn the secret of the miracle that love can do. From moment to moment with you, I learn the secret of the miracle that love can do. From moment to moment with you.
The music of the stars till high noon. A big salute to all our affiliates on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning, Wisconsin Rapids, WFHR.
Take the moment, let it happen. of the moment. Make it last. Hold the feeling for the moment, or the moment will have passed. All the noises buzzing in your head, warning you to wait. What for? Don't listen, let it happen. Take the moment. Make the moment. Many moments more. Many moments more. Make for us a thousand
The Rat Pack, actually, despite all those innuendos about women, they held them in remarkably high esteem, folks. You got to know that. A lot of actresses hung around with them. Marilyn Monroe, Angie Dickinson, they were part of the mix, as was Liza Minnelli, Judy Garland, and Shirley MacLaine. Shirley said, "I was just part of the guys." Oh, I think she said, on some level, they were attracted to her, but they knew better, would have sacrificed the friendship. And Frank confirmed it. Well, Frank, yeah, he was a notorious skirt chaser. At least they thought of that, huh? But you know what Frank liked was intelligent conversation. Let me tell you something, most guys like that. Tasteful dress, subtlety, self-esteem, personal pride. Frank once said, "They're all ladies. I think all women should be treated as if I'd want my wife, daughters, and granddaughters treated." Here's Shirley MacLaine from Postcards from the Edge.
I'm still here in D flat. Good times and bum times, I've seen them all, and my dear, I'm still here. Plush velvet sometimes, sometimes just pretzels and beer, but I'm here. 10 years of braces, voice and tap, touring in places off the map, giving auditions on Xanax lap. Never fear. My mother drew up the contract, so I'm here. I've done commercials and club dates and talk shows. Gee, that was fun and a half. When you've done commercials and club dates and talk shows, anything else is a laugh. Black Sable one day, next day it goes into hock. I'm here. Top billing Monday, Tuesday you're touring in stock, but I'm here. First you're another true blue tramp, then someone's mother, then your camp, then you career from career to career. I'm feeling transcendental. Am I here? I've gotten through. Hey, lady, aren't you? Who's it? Gee, what a looker you were. Or better yet, sorry, I thought you were. Who's it? Whatever happened to her? Good times and bum times, I've seen them all in my dear. I am still here. Smooth sailing sometimes. Sometimes a kick in the rear, but I'm here. I've run the gamut, A to Z. Three cheers and damn it, c'est la vie. I got through all of last year, and I'm here. Lord knows at least I was there.
Shirley MacLaine. Dino didn't drink, no, but you saw him drink. Yeah, it was apple juice. And the scene ran all the time, too. Well, those guys knew how to have fun. They were famous for extolling the virtues of living in and for the moment. These guys worked hard for their money and their fame. These guys surrounded themselves with the best of everything. The best houses, the coolest hats, cars, everything in between. Oh, here's a quote from Sammy. Quote, I'm not going to hang on to my money until I retire, then sit back like an old man burping and say, hey, I got $42 million in the bank. Burp, burp. If anybody was frugal, it would be Dino. Well, Catholic sensibility, homebody he was. And 8 kids he had to care for. 8. He sang a song, 1957, it didn't go far. Money is a problem, the song, and there's a lyric in there, too much gold can burn you, just like too much sun. The music of the stars.
Money is a problem, a problem only the rich can comprehend. If money is a problem, I wish I had a couple of problems to spend. If I just had a little bit of time to spare, I could form a society for the protection of the poor, unhappy millionaire.
Money is a problem,
a Texan begins to learn it when he's 2.
Money gets you in its clutches once you start with it, and you cannot buy another person's heart with it.
So how come them that has it hates to part with it? Money
is a problem,
but say the word and I'll gladly trade problems with you.
You would?
Like that. If I were a millionaire,
if you were a millionaire,
I'd buy me a couple of yachts real quick and keep one as a spare. If I had a lot of loot,
if you had a lot of loot,
I'd find me a tailor to whip me up a platinum pinstripe suit. He who steals my purse steals trash, the wise men say. But that's 'cause wise men ain't got nothing anyway.
Money is a problem, a problem that only wealthy folks pursue. We know from where you stand $1 million is fun, but too much gold can burn you just like too much sun.
I don't want to be a millionaire, I just want to live like one. Money is a problem, and any millionaire will tell you it's true. Boo. And any millionaire will tell you it's true.
The music of the star. Francis Albert, Quincy Jones.
The best of everything, that's what I wish you all. The best of everything, a Rembrandt on your wall, a yacht that wins you cups, skateboards with style and speed, show dogs or loving pups, pride of the pound or the pedigree. That prize, pass that blue ribbon test. I hope your good keeps getting better till your better's best. With every wine you taste, with every song you sing, by now you may have guessed
I hope you get the best of everything. The best of everything, that is what I wish for you. The best of everything, a Rembrandt hanging on the wall. That blue ribbon test. I hope your good keeps getting better till your better's best. With every wine you taste, with every song you sing, by now you may have guessed, I hope you get the best of everything.
The music of the stars. Welcome aboard, everybody. And a big greeting to all our affiliates in the Civic Media Radio Network. Madison, WMDX.
We've proven romance is still the best of everything. Sudden thrill, the best of everything, that one little sigh is treasure you cannot buy or measure by any test, the best. It seems, but soon it's done, and not the fun it seems. You walk through the night just groping, it's still the best of everything. We've proven romance is still the best of
the music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you for being here. Rondell, high
whether
noon central.
I'm right or whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world or never belong, I gotta be me. I gotta be me. What else can I be but what I am? I want to live, not merely survive, and I won't give
give up this dream of life that keeps me alive. I gotta be me. I gotta be me. The dream that I see makes me what I am. That faraway prize, a world of success, is waiting for me if I heed the call. I won't settle down, won't settle for less, as long as there's a chance that I can have it all. I'll go it alone, that's how it must be. I can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me. I gotta be free. I've gotta be free. Daring to try to do it or die. I've gotta be me. I'll go it alone. That's how it must be. I can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me.
Subscribe now. Now the rest of the story. Natalie was 20, pretty, and pregnant. She and her husband Martin did so want a baby girl. The couple lived in a two-family house at 415 Monroe Street, Hoboken, New Jersey. It was a modest but happy home not far from the railroad yards and the docks. Martin was a small businessman. He owned a tavern in town. Natalie, in addition to being a housewife, was a practical nurse. And now she was pregnant. All through the fall, the expectant parents made plans for the new arrival. On what day would she be born? After whom would she take? It was always she from the start. There was no question in Natalie's mind, her child would be a girl. The young mother-to-be even purchased a bundle of baby clothing in anticipation, pink baby clothing. How frivolous these considerations must have seemed on that chill December morning so many years ago, when Natalie's mother, Rosa, Mama Rosa, had been up with her daughter most of the night. It was a difficult labor, and now with the dawn's early light, still no child. Mama Rosa, having borne 9 children of her own, had developed a reliable intuition about these things. And she knew this time something was terribly wrong. At last, Dr. Peterson arrived. By now, Natalie was many hours into her labor. A quick examination revealed the difficulty. The child was simply too large and unable to move. It would have to be a forceps delivery. Minutes later, the child was apart from its mother, but utterly quiet. The left side of the infant's head had been lacerated by the forceps. The left ear was almost severed. And then Dr. Peterson said, "I'm sorry. The child is stillborn." Now the only question was, could Natalie be saved? But wait a minute. In quiet desperation, Dr. Peterson was working on the mother. He had to stop her hemorrhaging. And soon, meanwhile, Mama Rosa, Natalie's mother, gazed at this silent infant in disbelief. Her grandchild born dead? It must not be. And at that instant, Rosa remembered something. Something one of her own midwives had told her long ago. Perhaps she had remembered it for a reason. For right here and right now, quickly Mama Rosa took this infant to the wash basin, placed what had been declared a stillborn baby under the cold water tap, and turned on the faucet. A moment went by, nothing, another moment, and the baby the doctor had given up for dead. Coughed, cried out, and breathed in. The baby was alive, and Natalie was as fortunate as her newborn, because shortly thereafter her bleeding stopped. As the bright Sunday sunlight danced on the freshly fallen snow, a new life was bequeathed to the world. Natalie's huge baby weighed 13 and a half pounds at birth. That had been the problem, but now she and it were safe. So it didn't really matter much when Natalie discovered that her hope for she was a he. To this day, Natalie's baby boy bears the scars from Dr. Peterson's forceps, as well as the name, perhaps originally intended for a daughter, Francis. The blue-eyed boy who was supposed to have been a girl, the infant the doctor thought was stillborn, and grew up to become Francis Albert. He chose to be called Frank Sinatra. And now you know asterisk the rest of the story.
Thank you very much. I'd like to stop for a second to tell you that several months ago I had a birthday. And the last time I worked here was my birthday, sometime around the birthday, I think. But this last one I had, I finally made it to 48. And I couldn't feel better or, I don't know, everything is just charming. Everything is great. Consequently, I should like to sing the song that has to do with, well, not exactly with my life, but with anybody's life who gets on in years, if you please. When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We would hide from the lights on the village green. When I was 17, holy geez, 17. When I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who live up the stair. With all the perfumed hair and it came undone. When I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We would ride in their limousines and the chauffeur would drive. When I was 35, But now the days grow short. I'm in the autumn of the year, and now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine old kegs, from the brim to the dregs, and it poured sweet and clear. It was a very good year.
That's Frank live a couple of years before his passing at the Meadowlands. Nice reading of that tune, huh? Irvin Drake wrote that. And the orchestra, Bill Miller. Frank was far from perfect. Who is? I mean, beside him, the man upstairs. Ernie Borgnine told a story, and I'm going to pass it along to you. Frank Sinatra did a great picture. I think it was a fine movie, and he had a chance to sing in it, too. He was still the skinny kid. The movie, Miracle of the Bells. I'll tell you the story briefly. A movie star in a small mining town has passed on, and her final wish was to have the bells rung for 24 hours in her old hometown. Well, there are two Catholic churches there. One is St. Leo, very wealthy church. They weren't interested in doing that, despite the bequeath. So they go to the other church, a poor working-class church. Frank Sinatra happens to be a priest. And the agent, Lee J. Cobb, that's important to remember. Well, they're glad to do it. The star was played by Valley. Well, that's the last picture that Frank and Lee J. Cobb did. You remember Lee J. Cobb on the waterfront, The Exorcist? Well, in the early 50s, Lee J. Cobb had a lot of bad luck in his life, in real life. Suffered a heart attack, but laying in the hospital with not much money to pay. One day the ambulance backed up and they put Lee J. Cobb in the ambulance. "Where are you taking me?" The ambulance driver said, "Never mind, don't worry about it." He said, "Well, I got to pay the hospital." "Don't worry about it. That's all taken care of." "What?" They took Lee J. Cobb out to Palm Springs, and they put him in the compound there in Frank Sinatra's house. Frank walked in and said, "What are you doing?" Frank said, "I like the way you act." He said, "We worked in one picture. I hardly know you." He said, "I was in a low mental state then." He was divorced, pretty much alone in the world. Figured my career came to an end. But Frank, I mean, the only time I met him, we worked together in The Miracle of the Bells, 1948. Good picture, by the way. And here comes books and flowers, delicacies. You said you got a lot of life yet to live. Sinatra built an insulating wall around me. I hardly knew him. Shielded me from worry and tension, strain. Later on, Frank said, Lee, why don't you play with me and come blow your horn? With all his flaws, I got to tell you, that's a great story. The Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you for being here. And a big salute to all our affiliates. Good morning, Green Bay. WGBW. And Park Falls, WCQM. And Park Falls again, WPFP.
You know, we all knew that this was going to happen. There have been stories backstage about the health of Frank Sinatra and how he was doing, and so everybody knew this was coming, but still there's a certain shock when you hear the news late at night on television. Like most of you, I was at home watching late night television when all of a sudden Dan Rather came on to announce the passing of Frank Sinatra at the age of 82. And as I say, even though you know this is coming, there's a shock when you hear that something truly wonderful and fine has come to an end. I think that Frank Sinatra and his music have touched the lives of everybody within sound of my voice tonight watching these pictures. And we all have stories in this business about Frank Sinatra. I have but one. I met him only one time when his son, Frank Sinatra Jr., was kidnapped back in the 1960s. I was a kid reporter for Channel 5 here, KTLA in L.A. And on one very, very cold December night, the news media of Los Angeles were called to Mr. Sinatra's wife's home, Nancy, on Nimes Road in Bel Air. We had heard there was an impending return of Frank Sinatra Jr. from the kidnappers. It was a very, very cold December night. And it wore on and on and on towards dawn. At about 3:30, Mr. Sinatra came out and said, we're waiting for Frank Jr. to come home. And I've called and had some coffee and food sent up. And here at 4 o'clock in the morning came three huge trucks from the old Chasen's restaurant, with Dave Chasen himself driving one. And the Sinatras set up a spread in the street as we awaited the arrival of this young man. Frank Sinatra then was 19, 20 years old back in 1963. And they finally sneaked him into the house, and Sinatra came out and announced that his boy had returned and was safe and unharmed. And the story came to an end, and some of the news people went inside to chat with Mr. Sinatra and Frank Sinatra Jr., as I recall, about the circumstance of his release by the kidnappers. And I was told a story a week later by one of the women who had covered this story. She went inside the house. I don't know why I didn't go inside. I think I wanted to go home. I spend most of my life wanting to go home. But she told the story of being inside, and it had been a very cold night. They were finally inside the warm house and having coffee and Danish. It was 7 o'clock in the morning now by the time all of this came to an end. And there was a little, how do you say, credenza with some bric-a-brac on it, tchotchkes, and there were a pair of little statues of women on the table. And this woman accidentally, as she reached for her coffee cup, knocked one on the floor and it broke. And she was terribly distraught. And at that moment, Frank Sinatra, the story goes, walked over and knocked the other one on the floor and said, "That's okay, kid." So that's my little Frank Sinatra story.
Gotta have you near all the time, with your dreams wrapped in mine. Gotta be a part of your soul and of your heart all the time. Nothing in the world that I do means a thing without you. I'm just half alive in my struggle to survive without you.
Is a Channel 4 News special report.
Sad news to report to you this evening. Word out of Los Angeles tonight is that legendary Frank Sinatra died late tonight here in Los Angeles of a heart attack. He was pronounced dead at about 10:50 this evening in the emergency room of Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. That's according to his publicist, Susan Reynolds. We understand his family, including his wife, was with him when he died. We received reports that he was rushed to Cedars shortly after 10 tonight, complaining of shortness of breath, and died again shortly thereafter. He was just in for a routine check.
Francis Albert Sinatra, Frank Sinatra.
And I sing love songs.
mostly after dark, mostly in saloons. I've had some very good years. I haven't missed a whole lot in those firecracker years, and I don't want to miss a thing when the future appears. I like to sit outside on a summer night with a drink in my hand and a little moonlit music on the stereo. And look at the stars. Then I get an urge to travel through that fabulous sky. If they can do it in the movies, why can't I?
Seats are now available on the satellite special, leaving for Mercury, Venus, Pluto, Saturn, Jupiter, Uranus.
What time does the next miracle? I want to be on board. Save me a seat by the window where I can see all those marvelous things to be seen out there.
Will the trees be green?
Let's get this show on the road. And when the satellite...
We have now the Hoboken Four. They call themselves the Singing and Dancing Fools.
Who will speak for the group?
I will. I'm Frank. We're looking for jobs. How about it?
Everyone that's ever heard us liked it.
My hair is curly.
The man's got curly hair.
My teeth are pearly.
And he also has pearly teeth.
Just because I'll always wear a smile.
You must always wear a smile.
Like to dress up. Folks will shine up to you. Everybody's gonna hide you, do you? You'll make the whole world shine.
That was the first recording ever of Frank Sinatra and the Hoboken Four.
Is Francis Albert.
1938. On the Major Bowes Original Amateur Hour.
And I sing love songs, mostly after dark, mostly in saloons. I've had some very good years. A whole lot in those firecracker years, and I don't want
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. The death toll has risen to over 30 from a line of severe storms crossing the U.S. Joy Azdoo and her kids took shelter when a tornado hit their home outside St. Louis.
I thought that we were going to die. My kids were crying. I was just trying to cover their heads.
At least 59 people are dead and more than 150 hurt after a nightclub fire in North Macedonia. The BBC's Guy Delano says it appears fireworks may have started the blaze.
You could see from video footage that there are then flames creeping across the ceiling, and there are staff attempting to put out those flames with fire extinguishers.
At least 30 people were killed in U.S. airstrikes targeting Houthi rebels in Yemen after the group threatened to resume its attacks against ships in the Red Sea. CBS's Christian Benavides.
The president wrote on social media Saturday that he ordered a, quote, decisive and powerful military action against the Houthi terrorists in Yemen.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.